the site for today's first scrimmage game as the NBA season restarts here in Orlando, Florida.
George with 3 seconds left. George pulls it up, 30-footer at the buzzer.
He got it to go.
PG-13 is rated R.
Ladies and gentlemen, the debut of Bol Bol.
He doesn't have a lot of experience, Bol Bol, but boy, he is a skilled player as well.
That's his game.
Wow.
He can clearly do a lot on a basketball court.
Take it up to the top floor, young man, and deliver.
They're back, finally. Welcome to The Jump. I'm Rachel Nichols inside the NBA bubble here at Walt Disney World. I'm joined by six-time champion Scottie Pippen from his home in Southern California. See the beautiful pool behind him and the Hall of Famer who has his empire in Texas, Tracy McGrady. And T-Mac, that empire is getting bigger. You recently announced via the New York Times that you and Jermaine O'Neal are launching a sports agency. So clear it up for the people. Are you going to be an agent? Are you going to oversee agents? What motivated you and J.O. to join up in this venture?
Well, I watched the show the other day when you guys were announcing this new venture for us. I am not going to be an agent. I am the owner of the agency and an advisor with the agency. And I just think, you know, 78-80% of the kids that are in our league look just like me. I want to be able to give them the information they need. Who are, you know, two better people to give them that information to help them with their journey that they're about to get into. And we just want to assist. We think it's our calling and it's necessary.
T-Mac, I think that's great what you and J.O. are doing. It's a great platform. Congratulations to you guys and nothing but the
appreciate
best.
Appreciate it. We know you got some boys, so hey.
Yes, they'll be coming your way.
I love it. It's already happening. Mac, you know, I think I see you with the younger players all the time when we're out and about at games. Nobody could have a better mentor. I think a lot of players out there are about to get very lucky to have you and Jermaine in their corner. I'm really looking forward to it. All right, I still got you in my corner at the moment, so I'm going to keep you for the next half hour, and I want to turn your attention to the real-life basketball, real basketball that was played yesterday. The Clippers made their exhibition debut against the Magic. They didn't have four of their key players in their lineup, but Lou Will led the way with 22 points. Paul George added 18. Kawhi scored 9. So, Tracy, Caesar's Sportsbook considers the Lakers, Bucks, and Clippers all to be sort of tied as the favorites to win it all. What about you? Which team do you trust the most at this point?
Well, this is a different question. My answer to win it all, I'm sticking with the Clippers. That was my preseason pick. Mm-hmm. Even in this bubble, I'm picking the Clippers to win it all. Who do I trust? I trust the Bucks. And the reason I trust the Bucks is because if you look at the Lakers are dealing with not having Avery Bradley. Dwight Howard wasn't 100% in. They added J.R. Smith and they have Dion Waiters. So there's some uncertainty there with the Lakers. You still have the best player in LeBron James. Then you go to the Clippers. You don't have Montrezl Harrell. You don't have Patrick Beverley. He had to leave for some personal reasons. So they are dealing with some things. And then you go over to the Bucks. The only person they are missing is Pat Connaughton. You know, Bledsoe, I think, tested positive, but he's at the bubble, so we don't have to worry about him anymore.
Yeah.
Giannis.
Now that after being positive, he's negative now.
He's negative now. Giannis is on a mission still. These guys are motivated. They're not dealing with any distractions other than what every other team is dealing with down in the bubble. And with Giannis draining these threes the way he was shooting them, I am confident that they could get to the finals. Now, winning it, I don't know. I got the Clippers.
Rachel, I'm going to have to put all my trust in the Lakers.
Okay.
At the beginning of the season, I was really focused on the Clippers, thinking that they had all the momentum. But I think with some of the issues that we've been hearing coming out of the bubble, I see that LeBron James' leadership, his ability to manage players is going to be a winning way here. And I think as you watch his Laker team, Because he's the most dominant player in our game right now. In terms of having no Kevin Durant in the game, LeBron James is the most dominant player, and I think he's that X factor that can really lead his team through a championship through his leadership and through his athleticism. But obviously, he has Anthony Davis on his team as well.
Yeah, for sure. And it's going to be so interesting because there's factors that are going to change right throughout the time here. I just talked about how the Clippers are missing four key guys. So I think you guys are giving your picks right now. We're going to check back with you in a week or two. It might be different. We'll check back in another month. It might be different, not because you guys are wishy-washy or changing your minds, but like never before in the NBA, conditions can change like that depending on what's going on with this virus, both inside and we've seen outside the bubble with guys' families. And so we'll just have to keep asking and keep seeing and keep watching. And
that's right.
Thankfully, there's actual real basketball to watch. We'll talk about more of it in a minute. Everyone stick with us. Coming up, the Nuggets starting lineup last night. We're going to talk about this because they were so tall, gentlemen, so very tall. Nikola Jokic started at the point. We'll talk about whether their tall ball strategy is something, nothing, or everything. First, though, we are just 7 days away from the official resumption of the NBA season. So to get you pumped for the return of basketball, we're counting down the top plays of the season. 7 days away, so here's number seven.
Ingles will inbound, 1.6 seconds left, down by two. Ingles hold it, fakes a pass, finds Bogdanović, contested three.
God! Bojan Bogdanović! Bojan Bogdanović! Say it again! Bojan Bogdanović! Holy cow! Straight away three from 30 feet, contested by two defenders, and the Jazz win!
The Jump is brought to you by Shark Fest. Continues tonight at 8 p.m. on National Geographic.
And how about for Denver? They have eight players available. So Nikola Jokic, who is an all-NBA first-team center, he's playing guard right now. Jeremy Grant, Bol Bol, seeing his first action. Here is Jokic. And he was a center, but he's lost those 40 pounds, so maybe that's why he's playing point.
Boy. Shabazz had himself underneath the basket, did a nice job getting back, but a little undersized.
Welcome back to The Jump. So great to have live basketball back yesterday. And as you saw, guys, the Nuggets kept things interesting by rolling out a pretty crazy tall ball lineup. So we thought today would be a great time to bring back one of our favorite games here at The Jump. Something, nothing, or everything. And we got the debut of rookie Bol Bol and Nikola Jokic starting at point guard with the Nuggets. It was just a scrimmage, but according to Elias, no seven-footer has ever started at guard in a regular season or playoff game. The smallest man on the floor last night, gentlemen, was 6'7", Paul Millsap. So, Tracy, was the Nuggets going B-I-G something, nothing, or everything?
This is something. To have Nikola Jokic as your point guard at 7 foot, who's a very skilled big man in our league that can pass, he could a great facilitator, has a great feel for the game. Good luck with matching your point guard up against that guy. I mean, what they are going to do is control every rebound that comes off the board. They lack shooting, but the athleticism and the size, I mean, they could do some damage to a team. I don't know if that can work long term. But short term, I like it. I'm very intrigued by that lineup.
Come on, T-Mac. You got to be kidding me. This is really nothing. I mean, Jokic, he's been playing the point guard position pretty much his whole career for the Nuggets. I mean, we've seen this guy at the top of the floor. So he's very comfortable. I mean, they're just really playing with the cards that they've been dealt. And with them having injuries to Harris and guys of that nature, then they have to fill in with some bigger players, and that's what we're seeing. But this is a small ball game, so don't expect this to last.
I mean, certainly not every game, but it's interesting, and I'd love to see this Denver lineup go up against Houston's small ball, micro ball lineup. That would be a sight to see. We'll see if we get that here in Orlando. I want to move on to the just feel of the whole game, because the NBA went to great lengths to create atmosphere around these games, even though there were no fans. But I wanted to check in on how the players felt about it. Here's Lou Williams from the Clippers after his first scrimmage.
Once you're inside the lines, bro, once the game started and I was watching the guys play for the first 6 minutes, I thought it was cool that when somebody scored, they had their own graphic on the screen. I heard the defensive chants, but once I actually was on the floor, I didn't hear it, I didn't see it, I didn't feel it. I was locked into the game. And so I don't know who that experience is for, because there's no fans in the arena, but it definitely wasn't for us.
So, Scotty, was the league pumping in fake crowd noise last night and doing all the stuff something, nothing, or everything?
I think it's nothing. I mean, Rachel, when I played in the game, it was really all about having roadkill. And when you're on the road, you don't really hear the crowd. I mean, especially when you're going there and you're trying to win a game. So I think, like Lou said, that the noise is kind of blocked out, and especially when there's no interaction going on. And I think that's what players are used to seeing, maybe a little distraction from interaction. But I don't think that the noise really plays a role here.
I think it's something. You know, I was a player. I fed off of the crowd. Yes, I was locked in to, you know, the game, the execution of our game plan. But I also love being on the road. And you got 20 screaming, you know, 20,000 fans screaming at you. And I love to shut them up. So I hear that noise. I'm a player that loves to just have 20,000 people shut up by making a key basket in the game. They're not going to get that down there. So I think it'll help. I don't know how much with them pumping the crowd noise through the speakers, but I doubt those guys are paying any attention to that since there's no physical fans.
I'm curious if we're going to get fake crowd noise heckling. No word yet on whether the NBA is going to go that far. But I know some guys feed off that too, right? Patrick Beverley loves that when the crowd gets into it with him. So maybe, I don't know, maybe the Clippers want to pipe that in themselves. I have no idea. We'll wait and see. I want to move on to the Pelicans because they had a dominant performance against the shorthanded Nets yesterday. By the way, that is the official new team name for Brooklyn, the shorthanded Nets. Zion Williamson still away from the bubble dealing with a family medical emergency. He says he does intend to return, but in the meantime, T-Mac, is the Pelicans playing this well without Zion? Something, nothing, or everything?
This is nothing. I mean, we are talking about a young team, but they have good leadership in Jrue Holiday and J.J. Redick. Also, they have an all-star in Brandon Ingram. And, you know, to me, I think, in my opinion, Jrue Holiday is underrated. He is an all-star. So they have a great deal of talent. Lonzo Ball is having his best season. I'm not surprised that they're playing this way without him because of the additions that they made through that trade of Anthony Davis. But once they get him back, man, this team is going to be extremely dangerous. He makes them a complete team. It makes the game a lot easier for Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball and those guys. So this is nothing to me. I'm not surprised that they're playing that well.
Well, Tracy, I think that's the exact reason why this is everything, because they're doing this without Zion. So that means that when Zion gets back, we have another competitive team out on the West Coast. So this team has been playing great basketball all season without Zion, and we've been waiting on his arrival, and we got a bit of a taste of it just to see how this team moved sort of closer to the playoff with Zion's joining this team. So I think it's everything to see these guys.
But we didn't know how Zion was going to be in the NBA. I mean, he didn't start the season off with the Pelicans, so we didn't know. We didn't have anything to go off but what he did in college. So I don't know why this is everything. We didn't know what he was going to bring to the game. Yeah, we assumed that he was going to be great because of his potential, but we didn't know.
Well, I think this is everything just because they are unpredictable, and not too many teams have got a chance to see Zion Williams yet.
That's certainly true. That there's not a ton of film on him yet, only 19 games. We get to see, cross our fingers, that everyone in his family ends up being okay and that he is able to come back and rejoin us down here in Orlando. All right, everyone stay with us because coming up, we're going to talk about whether James Harden is the best scorer since MJ. The numbers say yes, but do Scotty and T-Mac agree? Stick around to find out. First, though, Here's what The Jump recommends for today. Jackie McMullen interviewed members of the 99 Spurs lockout title team. Remember how Phil Jackson infamously put an asterisk on them because of the shortened season? You can head over to ESPN.com or the app to read what they have to say about that and any talk of asterisks during this pandemic. Take a look.
The Jump is brought to you by Burger King. Mix and match your favorites for just $5.
The countdown to the NBA season return is going primetime.
Time to get back on now.
Join me, Maria Taylor, with Jalen Rose, Jay Williams, Paul Pierce, and many more.
Let's work!
With all the teams, the players, and the stories that have reshaped the basketball world. The NBA Countdown Restart Special, Saturday, 8 Eastern, on ABC.
And the WNBA season tips off from their bubble on Saturday. Yes, it's the Wubble! We'll have Sabrina Ionescu's debut for the Liberty against the Storm at noon Eastern on ESPN, and then at 3 Eastern on ABC, it's the Sparks and Mercury. As for what's going on in our bubble here in Orlando, well, it's time for a very important and serious update from Walt Disney World.
Cold tub party. Big fella.
We got footers. 3 7-footers.
And baby cold tubs. Disney is a magical place.
It's magic, baby! But it's not just fun and games, we have real basketball. The Spurs and Bucks tipped off at the top of the hour here, and as we check in on the action, you have Giannis, you got DeMar DeRozan with the floater. Check out Giannis on the break with the finish, getting his first points on the game. Now, a little later, we had Giannis trying out his Euro step. You get a dunk, but they call him for the offensive foul. I agree with Giannis here, I'm not crazy about that call. Tracy, you said earlier in the show you trust the Bucks the most of anyone here, but there's concerns about every team. What is your biggest concern about Milwaukee as we watch them in their first action here?
Well, my concern is you got to start with the best player, and that's Giannis. And as great as he is, he's still inconsistent with knocking down an outside jumper. He's surrounded by guys that can make outside shots, but I think when it all comes down to winning big games and advancing in the playoffs and trying to make that finals run, Giannis is going to have to be consistently taking those shots from the outside and knocking them down.
All right, well, we will listen. We will see. Scotty, do you have any concerns about the Bucks? Thing here. According to ESPN stats and info, James Harden can score 0 points, zero, on the 8 remaining regular season games and would still average more than 30 points this season. Harden set to become the first player since Michael Jordan to average 30 in 3 straight seasons. So, Scotty, now I will ask you, are you impressed with that stat?
I am impressed to some degree. I mean, anytime you're able to lead that league in scoring, you know, kudos to you. But, you know, winning basketball is what it is about me. And for Michael Jordan to be able to do it and win championships, I think that's what separates his greatness from other players. Because when you're the leading scorer in this league, and T-Mac can tell you, teams are coming at you night in and night out, trying to knock you off. So, as I said, that's a huge accomplishment itself, but I want to see some titles chasing that. I want to see some finals opportunities.
Yeah, no, I'm impressed. I mean, to put up those type of numbers, you got to think the durability, the condition you have to be in, the focus every night. This guy is going out every single night, putting up numbers for his team to put them in the best position to make that run. So, I'm impressed by this. I mean, 30 points a night for 3 straight years, that's tough to do.
It is. And look, we're going to see James Harden rested for 4 months going into these playoffs. So maybe, Scotty, you'll get some of that playoff success that you're looking for. I just want to get you guys at the buzzer here because LeBron just tweeted, just waking back up from my pregame nap to see about the Washington football team. Rolling on the floor laughing. Is that real? No way. Oh, man, they had a thorough, intense, long board meeting about that one, huh? Now, D.C. area native Kevin Durant responded with a GIF of Anthony Mackie. We cannot show you on this family program. But LeBron responded to him with saying to KD, yo, I was going to check on you, but figured you didn't want to be bothered at the moment. Tracy, do you agree with Bron and KD that this is a troubling development for Washington?
It really is. I mean, you got fans that are going to purchase, you know, merchandise with this name only to have it changed sometime down the line and they have to purchase something else. So it's, yeah, it's a little bizarre on the name.
Scotty, you can't like this.
I don't care what they do. They should let the fans return the old merchandise and get half their money back.
Yes, I like this idea completely. We are all done for the day. Thanks, both of you Hall of Famers, for joining us. The Jump is back tomorrow on ESPN2. See you there.